My brothers and sisters in Christ, your homily for today is just to read that again. To read that again and again and again. How powerful is the words of our Lord, telling us exactly what we need to hear again and again and again. To pray for those who persecute us. How many of us are doing that? We run into it everywhere. There's always places where we find those who are difficult to deal with. It's really nothing if we are just kind to those who are kind to us, or those who we get along with, or those we agree with. What about those who we disagree with? How many of us are praying for them? And for those who are persecuting us? These are Jesus' words. And when you get done with that homily, go back to St. Paul's reading. This is something you can see every day. As the Lord has forgiven, so you must do. St. Paul's giving us phenomenal advice. So I would encourage you all to go back to those readings and take them very much to heart. It comes from the heart of Jesus. These words come from the heart of Jesus. This is his Sermon on the Mount in Luke's Gospel. Lastly, today we celebrate the feast day of the naming of the Blessed Virgin Mary. On Sunday, we missed her feast day because of the Sunday Mass, but it was her birthday on Sunday. And today we celebrate her name's day. St. Anne and Joachim gave her her name. And we know that in her song of praise to Almighty God, the Magnificat, the Blessed Mother said, "All generations will call me blessed." This is why in the Hail Mary we say, "Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus." And then we say her name, Holy Mary. So we should have her name on our lips at all times, but especially at the moment of our death, so that we will have that strength to do what Jesus is asking us to do, to pray even for our enemies and those who persecute us. Let's ask our Blessed Mother today to help us draw very close to the heart of our Son Jesus in this Holy Eucharist.